Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben is Ben. He's the quarterback. At the time, I'm thinking that's how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like that. Like, don't get me wrong, quarterbacks are leaders, and yeah, everybody goes to the quarterback. It is what it is. But it's like, it's still, you're still a teammate at the end of the day. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not.
Le'Veon Bell, more of his nonsense from Sports Illustrated yesterday. What are the chances that all this heat that has been levied in Ben Roethlisberger's direction this offseason gets used as motivation by the old Cowboy? What are the chances that he uses it to propel himself to an incredible kind of throw the team on his back kind of season? And moreover, do we want him to attempt to do that at this point in his career?
I think this is all a nothing to Ben. I'll be honest with you. The Josh Harris stuff, a nothing to Ben. A.B. and Le'Veon Bell getting on Ben as they ride out of town, I think it's a nothing to Ben. I think, honestly, I think he hears it, but I don't think it's impactful. I don't think he uses it as motivation. I don't think it bothers him. I think it's a zero sort of situation for Ben. I think Ben looks at it like, okay, who's the next guy? I'm going to concentrate on working on timing with these receivers. Right now, James Conner's my running back. Really, I don't think anything – Ben is at the point of his career where he doesn't have a whole lot of Fs to give. He doesn't. And so I don't think he's going to waste much time getting caught up in the words that Le'Veon Bell says or that Antonio Brown says. As crazy as this is a mechanism for people to talk about on, like, radio shows and for people to say in the media how big this is. I don't know other than the football sense – like the football sense of it, the who are my weapons on Sunday, how much of a story this is to Ben Roethlisberger. Because I think that he saw the writing on the wall and knew better than anybody that those guys probably weren't coming back.
Well, let's spin it in that direction then. And when we get to September, forget it, when we get to training camp, late July, early August, what are the chances that he feels, I don't want to say pressure, but let's just use that word. What are the chances he feels pressure to make this thing gel, to make it work, because he is going to have to adjust to an offense that may be more of his influence than ever, but is also going to be different weaponry as compared to what he's had.
Well,
in the
that depends. Well, he better get that extension soon. Like, that talk has surely died down.
Yeah.
That was supposed to happen last week.
I know. I don't know what's going on there. There could be some technicalities in trying to figure out the money part of it and when they can, you know, with the dates and all that other crap, the time when they can actually announce stuff.
Well,
but you would think they could announce something even or let it be known, even though they can't officially.
Like,
it
would have been
legal.
Just like Ben to have that press conference simultaneous with Le'Veon Bell's in New York. You know? Like, it would have, or well, simultaneous with AB's in Oakland.
I know it involves less money to move around, but they found the time to restructure Vince Williams' contract to get more cap room. So that does make you wonder about where the timing has gone with Ben's.
And when you ask, it gets back to the question you just asked. In terms of, that's commensurate with pressure. Like, where's this contract? Is it really going to get done this offseason?
And if
I would be shocked if it doesn't. But then you can re-vote in the Fan Morning Show poll about drama if it doesn't. I'm just proceeding on the idea that it will get done. There's a lot of things he should care about. He's running out of time.
Yes.
If he cares about his legacy, which he does, and he wants to win more Super Bowls, which he does, that he's running out of time. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And adjustments are going to have to be made. And he is going to have to put in extra work with these new guys. And so that's something that we should start seeing in the spring, where, as in the past, it's like we'll be fine, all these guys. He is going to have to put in more work, I think, in the spring.
The fundamental question, though, that you ask, Chris, it gets back to two things. One, it shows me precisely that the drama, as I've said all along, emanated from two men mainly, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
But it will be interesting, to Jim's point a second ago, if for some reason the extension doesn't get done, and I don't think any of us believe that it won't get done, but if it for some reason did not get done, does that level of drama sear back to the surface?
It's incredible.
Or does it become just passive-aggressive all day, every day?
Well, that's the first thing. That's number one, in that I think the drama came from two guys. It really, just about 99% of the drama came from two guys. And the second thing that's risen to the top in all of this, that Steelers PR guru Bert Lauten should get a Presidential Medal of Freedom for his work the past couple years.
Right, because now he's free.
Yeah, but well, for the stuff
free at last. God, thank God, mean, Almighty, well, free at
yeah,
last.
Let's know,
I mean,
man.
Kennedy Center honors, everything. For the stuff he's had to deal with the past couple years with those two guys that have now left, what Bert has had to deal with, that it kind of we're just getting a taste of coming to the surface, you know, that when those doors close and we're not in there, just imagine the stuff he knows that people
but
never
here's,
know.
That's true, but see, Bert is such a big deal. We're going a little inside here. He's such a big deal that here's who he deals with. He deals with Art, he deals with Mike Tomlin, and he deals with Ben. And even and that, you know what, that probably irritated Bell and
you want
and
to encapsulate Brown. Bert's last couple of years in one, find a still frame from him standing next to AB post Kansas City last year when he had to stand there and watch AB address everybody after not showing up for a couple
of
days.
But you know, but you're absolutely right about that. Now the drama may not go away. Boy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.